You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
All right, so we're live here at South Beach, Miami, Florida. Pete, this is our home, man. We used to go here back in the 90s to promote and also DJ back in the days.
Yeah, we took our talents to South Beach. We left for a little bit, but we are back.
We're back. What is it that's going on, Pete? For those that don't know, this is a bonus episode for those that don't know. Day one of the event.
Yep, this is bonus coverage of the League of Legends Spring Finals.
Yes.
It's actually happening in Miami, Florida. It's a big surprise. Honestly, I was very surprised to hear that Riot brought the finals to Miami.
I was very surprised, especially Fillmore. Dude, this is a legendary venue. For those who don't know, that never been to Miami, there's been a lot of shows here from way back in the days, even before we were born.
Yep.
And so, but also musical acts and everything. So I was very, very surprised. I think this is the first esports event ever.
I wouldn't be surprised if this is the first esports event in Miami. Period.
Big.
South
that's
Florida
that's
in general.
Yeah, in general.
So, shout out to Riot Games again for bringing esports here to South Florida, mm-hmm. I guess you could say. Yeah. I don't want to alienate our people in Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach and stuff like that.
But this is a special coverage because, we usually do coverage and stuff, but we have a special guest.
Well, we have a special guest for a special event.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Dimitri Toledo.
Yeah, welcome back. I know we did some coverage last week for the semifinals that went on. Now we're here for the finals. Third and fourth place, Clutch Gaming versus Team Echo Fox.
Yeah, it was super exciting. Just really great to see Echo Fox winning.
Yeah, so I think it was you and a couple of your friends did some post-match coverage, and that's what we're gonna be playing for you coming soon, just mm-hmm. in a few more minutes.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to talk a little bit more about yesterday's match. Just get a little bit more personal with you, right? So your first time pretty much covering a major event. How was that for you?
Well, my first League of Legends event was in Tallahassee, MSI 2015. Super amazing event for international, coming from different regions with Korean teams and whatnot. And this being my first event that I actually get to do some coverage for. Very, very exciting. It gives me a different perspective other than just the typical web viewer who just goes on through Twitch or YouTube gaming. It's very, very fun to be backstage and see what it's like to be in the press.
Yeah, so it's a great opportunity. It kind of makes me happy, right? It should, right?
Yeah.
But seeing my son come up here and like take the bull by its horns, mm-hmm. right? And say, I want to do this. I want to cover the Riot Games. I want to cover League of Legends. I mean, and it's not like it's a small event. I mean, you go through the crowd downstairs and there's like
massive group of people.
And yeah. these are loyal fans. Mm-hmm. So, we're going to go ahead and play that audio right here.
Hello, this is Dimitri with Gamertag Radio, and we're here on the streets of Wynwood with Teo, Avery, and Adam. So, guys, from today's match, 3-0 for Echo Fox versus Clutch Gaming. Why do you guys think that they won?
Well, I would say that Echo Fox, first of all, they were a lot more aggressive than Clutch. Clutch kind of just sat back and let everything happen, while Echo Fox was, like, continuously making plays all over the place. I think that's ultimately the reason why they won 3-0.
I think Echo Fox had a stronger crowd cheering for them, just a stronger fan base overall, and just a lot more people that supported them and showed their support. Meanwhile, Clutch Gaming was booed, and that wasn't helping to their mental performance, so...
I think that the jungle presence that Dardoch had for Echo Fox was far superior. Every single time they would be making a play or starving the other player outside of the jungle, it was pretty obvious that it was going to be a quick match. And the other big point was that the experience coming into the games, the players on Echo Fox definitely had more experience as far as that's concerned.
All right. So I guess next, what was something that you guys weren't expecting from this game from either team that kind of just caught you off guard and were really surprised to see?
Again, I think how dominant just the jungle performance. I feel like Dardoch pretty much carried all three games by himself, and he created opportunities for his teammates, but it was mainly just his presence in the jungle.
Yeah, in the first game, there was mistakes made, but they didn't learn. In the second game, they didn't apply any of knowledge from the first game to fix their mistakes in the second one. And then the third one, they just gave up. So it was a complete washout.
Yeah, I would pretty much just agree with Teo. I thought it was going to be a much closer match, but really Echo Fox just dominated from start to finish. So
yeah, with every game going basically at max 29 minutes, it was very much a wash. So for tomorrow's game, for 100 Thieves versus Team Liquid, what are you guys expecting? What are some of the things that maybe are strengths for both of the teams?
Strengths for both teams, I mean, they both have veteran players from former teams that, you know, especially in the bottom lane, you're looking at Aframoob just winning MVP this split, and also Double Lift on Team Liquid, his old AD carry teammate. So those two coming with probably the most experience as far as NALCS is concerned out of anyone in the league. And hoping for a good, you know, 3-2-5 game set.
Yeah, I'm really expecting for 100 Thieves to win because they're a brand new league, and that would be really exciting to show, like, from nothing to something would be really cool.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited for the matchup. I think it should be a lot closer than today's matchups. Thing I'm most looking forward to is probably the Double Lift Aframoob rivalry, or, you know, they were former teammates for a long time, so I kind of want to see how they interact on the big stage against each other. Like, I mean, obviously they've played against each other during the split, but for this being, like, for first place, should be pretty fun.
All right, so I guess, who do you guys think are going to win? I know, Teo, you said 3-2, but I guess in order, who do you think is going to win, and in what fashion?
I want 100 Thieves to win in a 3-2 fashion, winning through the bottom lane and probably their mid. But I think that Team Liquid might win. I think Team Liquid's probably going to win 3-2.
No, that's the same thing I was going to say. I really want 100 Thieves to win, but it's probably going to be Team Liquid, honestly.
And I'd probably agree with them. I think it's going to be close, probably 3-2, but I think Team Liquid will win, and I think Double If will play really, really well.
All right. Good to hear. This is Dimitri from Gamertag Radio signing off.
This is Gamertag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
All right, so we're back here, and I know we have another audio for later on for this bonus episode. So what else you guys want to talk about? Like, what is your prediction for day two?
For today, we're going to be seeing Team Liquid versus 100 Thieves. Mm-hmm. Today, I'm really just hopeful that we see a 3-2 instead of yesterday's, which was a 3-0, super quick, average game time of 29 minutes. So definitely very much below average. It was almost kind of like watching some speed running of League of Legends almost. Very fun. But yeah. I'm hoping for a 3-2. So in this best of five, we go all the way up to five games. We get maybe a little bit of longer games, mm-hmm. so we can see more more skillful expression from both teams.
Yeah. I know we're also going to be playing the press conference from yesterday too. What is it that, for those that don't know, what we're going to expect from that?
We're going to be seeing some questions from the players. We're going to be seeing questions from the press to the players.
You mean hearing? Because
we're going to be hearing. Yes, sorry. No one wants to hear what the people here think. Yeah. We're going to be seeing hearing answers from the players and even some of the coaching staff and maybe even an owner. I know Echo Fox, they had Rick Fox out. Very fun, very, very intellectual guy. And they had the coach, Anero, for Echo Fox also on stage with the players. Mm-hmm. So looking forward to ask some good questions for these mm-hmm. people.
All right, so we're going to be playing this, and also we're going to wrap it up after that, and we're going to come back tomorrow with a brand new episode, 751, where Pete, you interview a couple players too, right?
I may have.
so it's going to be good. So we're also going to be talking about recap of day two and everything. So stay tuned, enjoy the press conference. Until next time.
My shot.
Okay, let's get going. First question.
Hello, this is Travis Gafford for Travis Gafford Esports. For Rick, yesterday on a very popular podcast, Sebastian Park, head of Clutch, said that he believed Clutch were the underdogs going into this match. Did you agree with that sentiment before the match began?
Well, over dinner, we debated this. I don't know if we came to an actual resolution on who was the underdog, but I can honestly say that I'm extremely impressed and proud of the rebound from our team after a very difficult series against TL last week. We had a bye week, which we earned through great play all regular season, great coaching all regular season. We experimented with rest. We experimented with getting some of our academy players opportunities. And we learned from that, I think. A credit to, not to take anything away from TL or 100 Thieves that have gone on to play tomorrow for the split championship, but it is a split championship. We have a goal that we started out at the beginning of the year to be at Worlds and to win Worlds. So this is as good a feeling as you could have coming in third, playing the way we played. I don't think Clutch is as poor of a team as they may have performed today, and I don't think we were as off against TL as we were that day either. So I've been impressed with what Clutch has done entering the league on such a short notice to make the playoffs is something we didn't do as an organization until this year. Took us 2.5 years, took them one split. So congratulations to them, and we'll see them in about a month and a half again in the summer split.
Hi, Cass Marshall, Red Bull Esports. This question is for Rick. You've been very visibly part of the organization, you know, on the front lines since the inception of the organization, and I'm wondering how you balance being personally involved with the players and also being able to make the professional business decisions and how you strike that balance as an owner.
Thank you. Thank you for your question. Just want to remind all of you that I did not compete today. So I'd like you to talk to these guys because they're the heroes here today. I'll give this answer, though, to that. You build it and you only balance any of this with teammates that are far wiser than you when it comes to the game, far wiser than you in business. And I've been blessed with partners like Amit and Stratton Sklavos, the Deshis, Khalid. I can name a number of people here, the Yankees partnerships. I go back to employee number one. These guys may have heard me say this before. I knock on the door. I see Jake Fife, who's our GM. He's been there from day one. I look at Jared Jeffries, came out of the NBA and, you know, with the Denver Nuggets front office. You know, these are all individuals who come from sport, but they have committed their life to this team and these players and the growth of esports no more or less than I have. And so I'm really surrounded by an amazing group of teammates, and I'm really grateful for that. And now the players.
Question for Dardock, Miles from ProvingGrounds.tv. Dardock, you were everywhere today. If it was Olaf, it was Sejuani, you were making plays across the map. Talk about your communication with the team today and what emphasis you played in the victory.
I think I just did, I guess, the jungler's job, which is, in my opinion, just leading through the early game because I have the best scope of how we're supposed to play from my POV since everybody else has to focus on playing against a human and I'm just farming NPCs. So my teammates just, they gave me all the information I needed. I gave them all the information that they needed and we just played correctly off of each other.
Hello, Cap from Proving Grounds as well. This is for Huni. You're going into the Rift Rivals, which means facing off against EU and some people you might remember. How do you feel about that and going into EU and what that entails?
Yeah, I was just watching before I played a game, and there was an EU, you know, three matches, and then it was pretty fun to watch. It went in like five games, and like it having ended up a close game with them, like just kind of backdooring the Nexus. And I'm just really excited for playing just an international. I mean, my first goal wasn't playing for MSI, obviously, just winning for a spring split and would have been like way happier, but still with rivals, it's like you get the chance to actually play against like international league. So from there, it's just like, I think I just want to prove that, you know, I'm still a good player, just individually too. And also teams that, you know, unfortunately we got the third places, but I still think that we're the second best team in the NALCS next to Team Liquid. So we will see on the Leaf Rivals, like we're going to be like way better.
Chris, also from Proving Grounds. Sorry, for Proving Grounds to hog the mic for a bit. This question is for Nick, coach. So it's been a year since you moved over to NA from OS. How have you achieved the kind of development that you and the team together have done in this time?
I don't really want to take like a lot of credit for that, that this has been like a year where I've really done a lot. I think it's been a year really where I've done a lot of learning myself. What actually works for certain players and how to really build a team that'll work. And I mean, I've done pretty much a lot of failing during that time, really. Even my time in Australia was a lot of failing, as I'm sure you know. Just a lot of learning from every player I've worked with. I've learned at least something from it. So I have a lot of things to give to the players that we've had in the past that taught me different things about the game and different things about how to be a better coach, and especially these guys, the split too. Learning just what I can do better to help enable them so they can be the best team they can be.
Hi, Cass Marshall again. This question is for Adrian. This has been a massive split for supports in North America with Aphromoo taking MVP. You have Biofrost, Smoothie, just a really tough support split for supports to stand out. How did you find that affected your performance during the split? And did the challenge push you to be better, or did you find it a struggle?
This split, I think support was really diverse because you could play both range and melee supports. So I think the support role is really important about the team. So they looked really well because they gave their support resources. So I don't think they're necessarily better than anyone. Like, there's no like huge leader. Aphromoo just always likes to play skillshot champions and playmakers. So yeah, he just always looks more flashy, but it's just support playing for the team.
Hi, Thomas Baker here with the Game House. I wanted to ask Alltech, with the meta being so bottom lane centric and Clutch seeming to win a lot of their most recent matches focusing on the bottom lane, specifically, you know, Hakuo and Thresh, was there anything specific that you guys prepared for this series that helped you win today?
Not really. Well, at least for Balin, you know, he played really well on Thresh, and I don't remember what else he played against TSM, but his Thresh was looking really good coming out of the win from TSM. But overall, personally, I'm not really afraid of, you know, just 2v2 against CG's Balin. So, I mean, I can play a lot of picks too, so even if, you know, you go 4-5 in the ban phase, I can play a lot of champions that maybe they don't expect. And, you know, I think me and Adrian both have, like, unique picks that we can always pull out. That obviously we practice in scrim for it.
Any other questions?
Really quickly, while you find the next question, I think there was a turning point this weekend for Echo Fox. Once I saw the picture on the beach of Huni, and once Adrian took Ellie down 2-0, I knew we were going to go and play well today. Everyone's so serious.
All right, to echo on that, this is
Johnny, would you like to talk about your 2-0 of Ellie?
Oh yeah, so you know, Ellie's I think he works at the office back in LA, and you know, me and Huni would always play ping pong, and you know, we would challenge him all the time, but we would never beat him for like, I don't know, like 3 or 4 months, and you know, we came to Miami and I just 2-0'd him. That's yesterday, so obviously we're going to win today.
Yeah.
Hey, my name is Parks. I'm also with the Game House. To echo off your fun questions, I talked to Dardock a little bit earlier this year about his shoe game, and he kind of called Liquid out on having, they all got the same Yeezys, and he was like, you're making it lame, like, I have them, it's really cool, but like, why do you all have them? But they're also in the finals, so I'm just curious. You did really well, you got your new ones, but are they maybe a buff? Is there like a shoe buff that they have?
No.
There we go.
If anything, it was a shoe nerf. That's why we won one game.
Travis again. For
Ellie, if he's here, if not for Echo Fox staff, is there a chance that he threw the ping pong game yesterday to give Echo Fox confidence for their game today?
No chance. Johnny Roo is the cleanest ping pong player.
He was already nervous against me. I don't know if he's here, but he got shit on.
Please quote that.
Hello, it's Cap again with Proving Grounds. I don't know who to direct this to, but who is responsible for these awesome jerseys that you guys have? Because everyone else is going super serious, but you guys went full on Miami with this.
Is it Haley?
It's Haley.
It's Haley. She's great.
Or Shady B.
So, question for Phoenix. The mid lane has, you know, always been this really flashy role, but Riot has always been sort of cutting back solo carry power. They're starting to reverse that, but as a mid laner, did you feel a lot of pressure in this split to sort of have to work with the team and not have that single solo carry, or did you find it really easy to work in a team environment and work with the squad?
Of course, when I feel stressed and when I feel doesn't have confidence, our Echo Fox management always trying helping me, like give a break, give me a break, something like that. But yeah, my team just helped me.
We got about 5 more minutes, so if anyone wants to throw anything else out there.
Hey, Tyler, ESPN. If you can go across the line, predictions for tomorrow, TL versus 100 Thieves, just give who you think is going to win and the scoreline from all of you, if that's okay.
I find myself growing in knowledge around League of Legends, but I don't go as in-depth when it comes to, I think, accurate predictions quite yet. But I think I misspoke on stage when I was looking to remind or send out a message to Doublelift that, you know, this is his family here. We're happy that he's here. We love him. We want to surround him with love at this tough time. I think the way he played and the ability for him to block out the tragedy in his in these moments and play on such an epic level. We know he's been great. I think he's going to continue to be great this weekend, and I think that's going to be a little too much for 100 Thieves.
Yeah, you know, as I said earlier, like, definitely real kind of will take the best team in the ALCS right now. So pretty sure it's like Team Liquid is going to be like way more chance that they're going to win. And because like, we know like we have playing, you know, 100 Thieves and, you know, Team Liquid in here, like we are playing scream each other and definitely feel like Team Liquid is having more struggling when playing against them. So from there, like, I can always see like Team Liquid is going to be like having pretty easy game. And I personally too, you know, definitely it's better to win Team Liquid, you know, because we lost against Team Liquid.
Yeah, pretty much the same. I think just the way that both teams play the game is really primarily through bottom, and it's hard to argue that Doublelift is better, in my opinion. So definitely from personal experience, scrims have been way harder versus Team Liquid. But I also recognize the fact that it is Aphromoon and best of five, so it could go either way. But I do think Team Liquid will win probably 3-1 at the most for 100 Thieves, I think, one game.
Yeah, I feel same. I think Team Liquid will win with 3-1 score, and Team Liquid will lose one game because Cody's son will pop up.
Yeah, just from our scrims, TL has been the harder opponent. So, and you know, we lost them in the semis. So,
you know, I want TL to win, and I'm pretty sure they're going to win at least 3-0 or 3-1.
Team Liquid 3-0 for sure.
Yeah, I mean, TL wins 3-1 unless, like, Cody and Afro have, like, the series of their life pretty much.
Just kidding. One more question, if anyone.
Oh, I put Honda Civ 3 to win. Since everyone put here, I feel better for them.